Certainly the games today, and I know these guys here, Sumit and Mike Priest, want to talk about the game called Ghost Recon, Future Soldier. Sumit.
I mean, I know we got Captain America Super Soldier, but now we got Future Soldier.
Don't let me down now, because I was really looking forward to at least a slight review of Captain America.
No, I'm not going to let you down, but I will get into this first of all. Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Now, this game is basically a team-based kind of Future Soldier-ific kind of game. I mean, I don't even know how to explain how great this game looks and how amazing this the storyline plays out. But what actually happens is that you basically fall as a commander of 3 to 4 troops under your lead, and you actually have to command each of your troops where to go, where to place them, and how to take down the enemy at hand, or save the hostage or whatnot.
So you're commanding your troops.
You are commanding your
troops. I mean, you're also playing.
How are you doing that without a keyboard?
It's something that they did in the previous games as well. It's everything sort of mapped to the D-pad on your controller, your Xbox or your PS3. And as a result, I mean, it's not like super complex commands. It's more like go over there, flank.
Flank, defend.
Take cover, that kind of stuff. It's basic kind
but
of
commands. You recall the game Flashpoint from about 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah, yeah,
And I'm talking about Dragon Rising. I'm talking about Flashpoint, PC-based. Mm-hmm. And you could have them facing in one direction, holding their fire. You could have them squatting, lying down.
Exactly.
It works.
Yeah.
You're not talking about that much
detail. It is to a certain extent. Again,
unless you're using the AI on its own, but otherwise you and three of your other friends can go together and finish the storyline together itself as a co-op play.
Oh, it's co-op, is it?
It's co-op as well, yeah. But one of the big features about this game is actually it has the Xbox 360 Kinect support, and one of the cool features that they actually demonstrated, this was during the E3 Microsoft press conference, was that the person was standing right in front of his Xbox 360 Kinect, and they're showing the gun that he wants to supposedly use in the game. And he's able to disassemble his gun with normal hand gestures. He would able to be like expand his hands to break the gun into millions of pieces, take out the scope with his hand, put the new scope in, close it back together, mm-hmm. and not only that, not only through hand gestures, but through voice as well, saying that I want a gun prepared for close combat or for long range combat, and the gun will automatically configure itself and get ready for that. And then he's able to test it out by simply going into a gun position and actually be able to go into a gun mode and practice the gun out, check out the scope, lift the gun up a little bit and go into the scope mode and all.
Yeah.
And I thought that was possibly the future of gaming. If you've actually seen the movie Gamer starring Gerard Butler, this is actually what the next generation of gaming is looking at, that where you're able to just stand there, move your hands around, and actually pretend as if you're actually holding a gun in your hand and able to play the game in such a way.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, Gerard Butler was controlled by the gamer. And at the same time, I had high hopes for that film and then was horribly disappointed when I got
a
bit on
watch
DVD.
Let's
take a listen to this Ghost Recon, because I've got a couple of questions here on Future Soldier.
Technology evolves. Threats evolve. And yet war is constant. The soldier of tomorrow must rise to meet these new threats. The future depends on it.
Area secured. Initiating Phantom Op.
So, reality versus fantasy, where does this game lie?
I mean, it's like the title says, it's Future Soldier, so it's like, you know, near future, but like super military grade weapons that we've never seen before.
Surprisingly enough, the U.S. Army has actually played a lot of influence in this game, and they actually said that whatever is possible in this game is something of future, like, warfare that is to be expected.
You know, there is a clause that won't come across because it's a visual one when you find this trailer online. It says this game is not endorsed by the U.S. military.
And I made a very clear point of having that there. But there have been some talks like in the back or something, so that whatever is possible in this game supposedly is what the military is looking at for future. But at no circumstance are they saying that these items or so forth are actually in existence at this point.
As far as anybody knows.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Ghost Recon series of games. I remember when the first one came out on the Xbox 360, I played that quite a lot, like with friends. It was a really good game to take online, and I think it was a launch title, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true.
It came out within
the
first 6 months of the console's life cycle. So.
Do you see this one doing well? Considering the popularity of the Call of Duties and the excitement around Battlefield 3.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think you're right, Wes. I mean, I know where you're angling with this. And I think, yeah, I don't know if it will sell as much as I think Ubisoft would like it to, just purely because, like, in the interim between when the last one came out and this one, you know, there's been some, you know, Black Ops went on to sell, you know, be the biggest selling game of all time. And I think the focus on sort of modern shooters has changed. It's moved over to back to Call of Duty when Ghost Recon was quite popular at the beginning of the life cycle of these consoles.
What's the release date?
We're looking at sometime maybe I think later on the year if anything.
Yeah, I think it'll probably
as well.
Be September, November, but it's been pushed back a lot. I mean, this was a game that I believe was supposed to come out like in April.
Yeah.
And they keep pushing it back, so that's always a worry as well.
And I think this is one of the first first-person shooters from a third-party developer that's actually supporting Kinect. So there's a lot to see.
Well,
I
think that's the interesting thing to come out of this, the use of, I mean, this, and that'll be the deal-breaker on it, is whether these uses of Kinect that Sumit was speaking about are actually going to be practical and useful to the game, or if it's gimmicky. Because at the moment, I'm not seeing anything that Kinect is doing that's making...
Yeah, the whole idea of breaking my gun when I'm playing a game, not a game about assembling guns, I'm playing a game of using guns.
Yeah, using them, exactly.
No, I agree with that, but what they've demonstrated is only for how to assemble your guns with simple hand gestures, but even playing the game as well in such a way is a totally new experience. That's what I like to see.
If it works, then great, because I want to use... bought a Kinect, I have a Kinect, and I want to use it for something other than just, mini games.
Okay, we're fast running out of time, so here's the last review of games that you can look forward to, is yet another comic book hero coming onto the big screen, which is also coming potentially onto a console near you. I'm talking about Captain America.
Captain Rogers, you are meant to be the first super soldier. You're stronger, faster, and better equipped for combat than any human alive. And we've given you this gift for one reason. You will crush Red Skull and his army by any means necessary.
Very dramatic. The film we can expect to see soon in our cinemas.
Not too soon.
Well. Okay. Not as soon enough. Soon as Sumit would like. But Captain America: Super Soldier. What are we looking at for this?
Oh, basically, this plays out as the prologue to the movie, supposedly, and that's all we've heard. But as was what me and Mike have probably agreed to this, the movie looks great. We just hope the gameplay also plays out as pretty movie games.
It's going back to the superhero thing again, isn't it? Where the film may shine and the game is let down.
Well, exactly. I mean, Sumit's saying this is a prequel. Sure, that's fine. But, it sounds like it's going to come out in conjunction with the film. Mm-hmm. And as we talked before, they rush that stuff to market. And, nobody's going to lie. Mm. There's been a lot of bad film-based games.
Iron Man was bad.
And the first Transformers game. And so I hope it'll be good because I'm really excited for the film. But we'll see. I mean, when we get our review copies, we'll do a full-on review and we can have a chat about it then, I think.
Okay, Mike Priest then from Stuff Magazine. Mike, always a pleasure
joining
us. Thank you. Sumit as well, not with us next week, but you'll be joining us probably a week after.
But I'm not with you guys next week because it's my birthday as well.
Happy birthday for next week.
Thank you. Okay. I'm getting old. I'm becoming one of those old gamers.
What are you 15?
What are you getting for a birthday present, Captain America?
I hope so.
No, just the shield.
Just the shield. Oh, yeah.
We've got an El Nacho punching.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, I would want that.
Take that. Yeah. There you go.